Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today and I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you for watching over us and protecting us and keeping us like you always have. And I thank you, Lord, that you have a plan for our life and that your words shall not return unto you void. And you have spoken things over our lives, Lord, and that we begin to walk in it, Lord. Help us to walk in the calling that you have given us, Lord, for this life, Lord, that we may help each other and help people come to you, Lord. Come to you in salvation, Lord, that they might be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, it has been a long time, weeks now, I think, since we've been back into the book of John. And we had left off in John chapter 8 at verse 11 when the woman was caught in adultery. Now, let's look at John chapter 8 beginning at verse 12. And let's just walk through a few of these scriptures. At verse 12, it says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And just looking at that scripture itself, it says, I am the light of the world. That is an identification of who Jesus is. In Jesus, there is no darkness. It's nothing but light. He just exudes light. He is light. And so it says that he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, which means that every truth shall be revealed in God, in Jesus. So there is no darkness, means there's no confusion, no ambiguity, no gray area, nothing that looks like something and should be something else. It is truth and it is plain. And so that's where things like if we are in the wrong, that God reveals this to us, and that is walking in light. That's not walking in darkness. It's not for condemnation. It's so that we know the truth. And so in the light, there is truth. There is no darkness. And it says, but shall have the light of life. So if we're not walking in darkness, we're going to have the light of life. You know, when you think about light, like I'm looking outside, it's sunny. It's the great light, as the Bible calls it. The sun is the great light. And so it's the greater light, and the moon is the lesser light. But God, when he created the world, he created it with light. So we might have day where we can see. He didn't, you know, when he first came in Genesis and said the earth was without form and void and darkness covered the face of the deep. And so there was darkness, and so he brought into it light. Darkness resembles something that is evil and something that is done in secret, something that is dishonest, something that is against God, because it's dark. In God, there is no darkness. So let's continue. So in verse 13, it says, "The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true." So basically saying, since you're talking about yourself, you're saying how you're light. Your record is not true. And verse 14, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I came and whither I go." So he's saying, you don't know where I come from or where I am going. You have no idea who I am. And so that's like a question to us today. Where did we come from? And where are we going? Not in the sense of a parent. I know I came from John and Smith, you know, John and Mary Smith. We lived in Minnesota. Not that kind. Where did I come from? my creation. I was created in the image of God. That's where I came from. And so we have to go way back sometimes to really get a full understanding of who we are. Because if we look at just where we came from in this life, we were born to certain parents, these certain things happened to us in our life, we think that that's who we are. Well, that's not the totality of who we are, what happened to us. I am not whatever tragedy happened to me. I am not a failure. There are things that I failed at, but I'm not a failure. I am not a liar. I have lied, but I am not a liar. I am not a cheat. I am not a drunkard. You know, if a person, oh, I had a glass of wine, they're drinking. No, they're not a drunkard. You know, or you have a problem with alcohol and you're like, you know, that's one thing about the steps that I understand about alcoholism. And it says that, you know, when they go into these meetings, they say, hello, my name is John. I'm an alcoholic. There's a problem with, I understand that they are helping many of people, but the concept within itself is you can be delivered from these things. What is certain is that we were created in the image of God to be conformed to the image of His Son. We were created to show forth His glory. We were created to have a relationship with God. That's where we come from. We come from the beginning of Adam and Eve and been trying to get back to God ever since. But those that are in Christ are in Him. We're just waiting on His return. And so Jesus is saying here, you don't know where I come from or where I'm going. So where are you going? Jesus is standing right now on the right hand of the Father. He is there. Where are we going? Are we going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? Are you conforming to the image of Jesus Christ? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you walking in newness of light? Are you no longer children of darkness? Are you now in the family of the believers of the body of Christ? So therefore you walk in light. And so he says to the Pharisees, you don't know where I came from. You don't know where I'm going. Verse 15, ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And so, of course, the Pharisees did judge after the flesh. They judge after you keeping the law. You're doing this. You're doing that. Outward appearance. It says man looks at outward appearance. God looks at the heart. So many times we judge people by the outside. We judge them by race. We judge them by status. We judge them by money. We judge them by education. We judge them by height. We judge them by good looks. We judge them by size. You know, all of these outward appearances. Oh, he looks manly and handsome because he has a great stature. He looks like he can do the job. And then kind of like the maybe this kind of scrawny guy, you know, when he comes in for the job interview. Oh, he kind of looks weak. You have no idea. We judge by the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. We're going to stop right there for today. May you be blessed and have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself. God bless.